to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio today. And a great one it's going to be, I can assure you, coming off the heels of the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. My guests and I have just a bevy of information for you as gun owners and what you're going to see on the shelves at your gun stores, anywhere you may be, coming up throughout the next year. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Here every week, we're talking about freedom in its rawest form, the right to keep and bear arms, specifically your right to carry your concealed weapon in defense of your life. If you're interested in participating on the broadcast this evening, please reach out to me at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. You can tweet me at twitter.com/AARmark, twitter.com/AARmark, or you can reach me on the email here in the studio at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Any of those will get you to me, and we'll get your questions on the air. We've got some great emails to go over. It's been one heck of a week. And joining me tonight on the broadcast will be Mr. Rob Pincus of Best Defense TV, as well as Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the blog father, the godfather of blog. All of us were in Las Vegas. We were on the broadcast together as a team last week. This week, we're going to bring back to you some amazing information that we saw as a combined group. And we'll talk about some of the folks that we met and some of the things that we heard. And joining us tonight will be Mr. Bill Brassard. Bill is the Director of Communications for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, or the NSSF, who holds the SHOT Show and sponsors it every year. They do a bang-up job. It's an amazing event. We'll talk about it in great detail tonight for you. And also coming up, Mr. Aaron Dorr of the Iowa Gun Owners. We're going to throw a little grassroots in and mix it up a little bit. They've got a lot going on in Iowa, and Aaron will be here later in the broadcast to talk to us and give us the information that you need to know in Iowa, not just in Iowa, but nationwide. These are no-compromise gun rights organizations that if you're not a member of in your state, you desperately need to be. So with no further ado, welcome to Armed American Radio, and let's go ahead and bring in first Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, right off the heels of the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, home in snowy Utah. George, welcome back to Armed American Radio, brother.
It is a pleasure and a privilege, as always, Mark. I am just glad to be home. The SHOT Show was so fun, but I tell you what, you know, finally making it back to a level of normality, it's good to take the shoes off.
It really is, isn't it? And I know you had a heck of a drive. Hey, listen, let's because we've got so much to go over tonight and to cover, George, let's bring Rob in. Rob Pincus, always a pleasure. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, man. It's like we've got an early roundtable already for the first hour of the show. Rob, you're on Armed American Radio Network. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Mark. Thanks. Good to be here. George, how you doing? It was great to see you guys at SHOT, along with so many other great people. And it was a busy week, long week. And I can agree with George. I think for the first time in a while, I've been calling in from the home base here in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, it feels good to be home, doesn't it? Get your feet on the ground for a little while, Rob?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, guys, we've got a bunch of email here, some really good stuff, and I want to read these while I have you on the air because some of these address both of you. The first one really addresses the interview we did with Susanna Hupp a couple weeks back, and it says, "Hi, Mark, would you send me a link to Susanna Hupp's website, please? I can't seem to locate it." That's from Ron Westfall in Anchorage, Alaska. Ron, first of all, thank you very much for listening to Armed American Radio. We appreciate it very much. And you can find Susanna Hupp at SusannaHupp.com. SusannaHupp.com. Ron, you can pick her up there. That's a great website. She's a great lady. Go check that out. Really, really good information. Next one, and we've got Alaska all over the place, guys. Mark, listening on my BlackBerry in Skagway, Alaska. Keep up the great work. That's from Todd in Skagway, Alaska. Todd, thanks for joining us up in Alaska. Here's one for us. "Hi, Mark. Just wanted to say to you, George, Rob, and all of your guests, thanks for putting out such a great show. I also wanted to hear what you all think about the Taurus Slim 9mm handgun. Keep up the great work." That's from Arden Gillespie. "P.S. George, as a fellow Utahan, brother, Reed makes me sick to my stomach as well." comments.
Oh, man, I just have to laugh at that. I can't wait for the elections coming up in November. Hopefully, Reed's position is weak enough that we can finally just get rid of him.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of politics to talk to, but I want to keep a note of that Taurus 9mm Slim because we're going to talk about a number of weapons that we saw that will be available to everybody very, very soon. And I want to make a note of that, so I'm going to keep that one right over here to the left of the board. Mark, love the show. Discovered it about a month ago. Listening to the podcast until we can get a station here in St. Louis to pick you up. I'm bugging them. That's great. I have a topic I'd like you to consider. I'm confused about the federal peaceable journey law, I think aka the Firearms Owners Protection Act. What sort of protection does it offer me if traveling through a jurisdiction with a banned firearm, assuming it's legal at both my start and destination points? Given my proximity to Illinois, here, Illinois scares everybody, guys. It's a big concern for me, but those living near other jurisdictions with unreasonable bans would also benefit from the discussion. And he's right about that. That's keep fighting. That's Chad Harp in St. Louis, Missouri. Chad, that one caught me a little off guard. I got that this afternoon, but I'll give you my thoughts on that Protection Act and the feds in just a few minutes. We're going to hold that one off for discussion over here with the 9mm, too. And here's another one here, George, that goes right to your heart. And you're mentioned in this one by name. Just wanted to say how much I love listening. Found out about it after joining USCCA in October. Great show. Hopefully you will be available in the Cincinnati, Ohio area soon. But for now, I will continue to listen on the podcast and live on the internet. All of your guests are great, and I especially like George Hill, the Mad Ogre. They provide a wealth of information and comment crammed into a three-hour program. Keep up the great work. I've not heard much comment on the CZ brand of pistols, but I did read George's review on the CZP-01 and was wondering what his thoughts were on the CZ-C75-SP-01 Tactical. Keep up the great work. That's from Frank in Westchester, Ohio. Frank, I'm going to put that one on the stack, and we're going to talk about that gun too. Okay, George?
Right on. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Very good. And in addition to that, I think that covers us until we've got some news we want to talk about, but we'll get to that mixed in. I want to get right to Bill Broussard from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Bill, you guys, you know, put on one heck of a show every year. This one, of course, was held in Vegas. Welcome to Armed American Radio. We appreciate you coming on after what must have been a very busy month for you getting this thing rocking and rolling. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, Mark. I'm glad to be home, but excited to have been at the SHOT Show. And for me, it was 8 days at the SHOT Show, although the show itself runs for 4 days because there's a lot of prep beforehand and tidying up afterwards.
I'm surprised you said just 8 days. I would have thought maybe 18 because that is one heck of an undertaking to put that thing on, I'm sure.
Well, it does start many months in advance, and my particular task at the SHOT Show is to handle media relations for what was a record number of media this year, both from the United States and many foreign countries, and our total number topped out at 1,800 members of the press, and they all, or many of them, I should say, need assistance and direction with their story ideas and contacts and so forth. But it's a pleasure for me to help them out. And there's certainly a lot of stories out there at the SHOT Show to cover.
Yeah, they just keep coming, and it's a year's worth of information.
Well, it is. Anybody who goes home with the show directory listing all 1,800 or so of the exhibitors and the new products directory listing hundreds and hundreds of new products, you know, will have a wealth of story information to write about. And of course, those are the products that gun owners will see at the retail level as the year unfolds.
Bill, let's cut right to the nuts and bolts here. Yeah, we're going to keep you for the rest of this segment, which unfortunately is just about a minute and a half, and then we're going to throw you into the second segment as well and hit you with a whole number of topics. But first off, what's the state of the industry, your gut, after having just been at the SHOT Show and put it on?
Well, I would say the state of the industry is very good. You know, we didn't know what to expect at the SHOT Show. We were coming off a very good year for many segments of the firearms industry, particularly those manufacturing handguns and AR-style rifles. And so we didn't know what was going to occur with attendance at the SHOT Show, but the attendance was near record level. More than 58,000 members of the trade showed up. And, you know, after This past year, we have millions of new gun owners out there, and I think that's a testament to the popularity of firearms ownership in America and proof that hunting and target shooting remain popular pastimes among all ages. So I'd say looking forward to 2010, I think sales will not be quite at the level of the past year, but they will remain vigorous, and I think we're looking at a good year.
That was perfect timing. That's why you are the director of communications for the NSSF. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio Network with Rob Pincus, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and Bill Broussard to get right down to some brass tacks about this year's SHOT Show. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for joining us. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Thank you, John Young. Appreciate that very much. That's right. We are talking about guns and ammunition. And this is the Armed American Radio Network, 877-956-9566. Get you on the program if you'd like to question any of us. Mark@armedamericanradio.org will accomplish the same thing, as will twitter.com/AARMark. And I am joined on this broadcast by Mr. Bill Broussard of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, Mr. Rob Pincus, Best Defense TV. You know who he is. You've seen his work. It's the best. And Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of gun blogs. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. Excuse me, guys. Frog in my throat. Sorry about that. Rob, I know you've got some questions that you want to talk to Bill about. Go ahead and run with it.
Hey, Bill. You know, I was out there. I was one of those media guys as well, running around doing some of the on-the-floor correspondent stuff for Outdoor Channel. In fact, people can go to the Outdoor Channel website and see some of the stuff that I did and Michael Bain did right from the floor of the SHOT Show. I got to know, you know, you said something interesting, Bill, that the growth in firearm sales and the addition of new owners proves that I think you said target shooting and hunting are still alive and well as hobbies in the United States. I got to tell you, from where I sit, the fastest growing part of the SHOT Show for the last 10 years has been that red section, that law enforcement and tactical. And when I see the new guns that are coming out, when I see all the new firearms owners that I've met in the last 18 months, I think 98% of them are interested in personal and home defense, not hunting and target shooting. How does that affect what you guys are doing with the media when they come in?
Well, clearly we've seen a spike in the number of media, especially new media, that are interested in covering the law enforcement, or what I would also call the civilian tactical section of the show and their new products. And so, you know, and particularly when they're first timers that come to the show, we try to get them acquainted with that area and how to go about covering it. You know, that particular section of the show started only 6 or 7 years ago, and it was very tiny then. It was about 7,000 square feet of booth space, and now it is almost a quarter of the show. It's over 190,000 of booth space. So it's really grown. And, you know, when we have all of these new firearms owners, whether they're in the tactical section or, you know, regular target shooting or hunting, I think the key is, Rob, I think we have to get them out to the range, you know, get them to pursue their passion, because a lot of times, you know, people can buy equipment, they sort of get caught up in the buzz, the current trend that's going on, and then the participation wears off after a while. So NSSF is all about participation and getting people out to the range to or a field to get them to pursue whatever kind of hunting and shooting that they like to do.
I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, this show, we always talk about the need for training, running out and picking up a firearm and then not using it to practice with, to have fun with, to enjoy it, or if it is something you bought for defense, not getting the training you need is certainly a mistake. And I, you know, I forgot it. It really, the law enforcement tactical really wasn't, I guess, acknowledged until, like you said, within the last decade. I remember when it used to be that a lot of the manufacturers couldn't show the military-style firearms on the main floor. The automatic knives had to be kept in a locked-up booth. It certainly has changed a lot, and I think for the better. And I know I speak not just for myself when I say that our section over there appreciates the NSSF's approach to letting us grow and letting the demand for what we offer to the community be fulfilled.
Well, thanks, Rob. And I think that I'd like to mention that, you know, going hand in hand with that ARs, even though they've been around now for a while and are very popular, they still remain among the most misunderstood firearms in the United States. And NSSF recently launched a nationwide education program to help correct the confusion about these firearms and to remind people that, no, they're not military firearms. They're not fully automatic firearms. They're semi-automatics. They fire one round with each pull of the trigger, and they're widely used for target shooting and increasingly are becoming available for use in hunting as more and more calibers are introduced.
Bill, I'm glad that you brought that up, because the NSSF does take a proactive stance there, with the anti-gun media establishment constantly attacking the AR-15, you know, as a military, quote-unquote, assault weapon, that needs to be clarified. And you guys are doing a great job of that.
Well, thank you. We have a special section on that, and it's at nssf.org/MSR. NSSF has been promoting the term modern sporting rifle because sometimes the term AR is confused by non-gun owners and even by some gun owners. Some people think it stands for assault rifle or automatic rifle, and of course, the AR designation stands for Armalite, the company that developed that firearm back in the 1950s. And so if someone were to introduce legislation to try and reinstate the assault weapons ban, we all, hunters and target shooters and everyone else, even if you're not a gun owner, really needs to understand these firearms and to understand that legislation like that could not only restrict ownership of AR rifles, but could trickle down and affect ownership of other semi-automatic style rifles.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys are taking the lead in that, and my only suggestion would be to keep putting that information out and on programs like this, in newspapers and in press releases, whatever it is you have to do to help the cause, because the demonization of these weapons, from the anti-gun establishment is brutal.
Well, one of the things that we've done is that we've allowed the anti-gun establishment to define the terms for us, and the common thing that these guns are called are assault rifles, even though that's technically untrue. I like to use the phrase sport utility rifles anytime I have the chance. It kind of identifies and describes what the rifle is for and what its used most common uses are. It's for sport and it's for utility, be it on the range or on the ranch. It's a great tool.
Well, it is a good tool, and not all of us own one. And not only that, they're just flat out fun to shoot.
that's true. I've never taken anybody shooting where they've shot an AR and did not come away with a big grin on their face.
I'm telling you, that's a fact. Hey, Rob, I want to kind of touch on you a little bit while Bill's on the phone about the venue this year, Bill. The venue over there at the Venetian at the Sands Expo. What were your thoughts on the layout of that show this year?
Well, it was different. We had been at the Las Vegas Convention Center for many years in the past, and also at the Orlando Convention Center, where the show was laid out on one floor. And at the Sands, it was on two levels and also spilled over into some of the meeting rooms at the Venetian. So we were in tight quarters, and we tried to make the best of it. It was not the type of layout that people were used to, and I think it's going to take some getting used to. We are going to be at the Sands again next year. We just simply lost our dates at the Las Vegas Convention Center to a bigger show. The SHOT Show is a big show. It's the 22nd largest trade show in North America, but there are bigger shows, and everyone is trying to get in that January window there. That's prime trade show season, and we simply got bumped out of there. And there are not many places for the SHOT Show to go. It's Las Vegas, Orlando, or Atlanta, and so we'll have to make the best at the Sands.
Appreciate it very much. NSSF.org if you want to check out the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Thanks, Bill, for joining us. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt.
Sean, you there?
The USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. keep your car performing at its peak all winter, make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save $1 when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Tell you what you need to do. You need to join the U.S. Concealed Carry Association at usconcealedcarry.com. You also need to check out Armed American Radio on Facebook. We have some really, really good pictures of the event this past week of some of the folks that we met. Mr. Pincus is on there. Gabe Suarez is on there. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, is on there. Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent, is on there. Tom Gresham is on there. Michael Bain is on there. We have just a wonderful group of shots there on the album side there down on the bottom left titled Shot 2010. So go to Armed American Radio on Facebook and click Become a Fan and stay up to the minute with the happenings here on Armed American Radio. And having said that, I would like to welcome Florida, the Gunshine State. I told you a few weeks ago we were flirting with you hard, and we are. Delray Beach, all the way down to West Palm. You are soon on the Armed American Radio Network, and that's great news. Covering that southeast quadrant of the state down there, we're getting up into the panhandle, Pensacola. We've got to get some contracts signed. We'll give you some call signs, call letters down there for the station call letters as soon as we have them and can. But I can tell you right now, Delray and West Palm Beach, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. That's great stuff. Also, Arizona, we're flirting with 3 more cities. Count them, 3 more cities. The march and the growth continue. Freedom just keeps marching across the country. That's great news. I can't tell you yet what cities they're going to be. I'm only going to tell you that if you're picking us up in Arizona, it's great news. We get a lot of letters from the very gun-friendly folks in Arizona. Check us out here tonight, 877-956-9566, marketarmedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark. Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio. It's great. That was good news to hear from Bill, that, you know, on the state of the industry, wasn't it?
It really was. You know, obviously we were there. We know that it was great. It was definitely, you know, I announced in my blog, I thought it was the busiest SHOT Show I've had in a number of years. And one of the best things was, I think, what we heard from Bill there at the end, that the NSSF is always constantly trying to make this better for the industry, which means the industry can better serve the public, the consumers, the people that are listening to the show right now. Because the fact is, he didn't really try to sugarcoat the fact that venue sucked very much. I think he gets that. He got that. And he said, we're going to make do with it, do the best we can with it. And it's good that they acknowledge that, you know, even if it is in a more media subtle way.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I mean, well spoken, right to the bottom line, because that was a tough venue. Took me about 2 days to get used to walking that floor. But, you know, let's talk, George. Come back in here, George, real quick. Talk to me real fast. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I think Rob summed that up really good, and it's true. You know, they do the best they can with the cards that they're dealt, and the show continues to grow every year. And, you know, I've got a lot of emails and a lot of comments, you know, from listeners that say, what is the SHOT Show? What does it mean? I can't get in. Is it just a gun show? No, it's not. George, why don't you tell the listener what the SHOT Show is and what it represents and what it means to them as gun owners and how important this is to the industry and to their hobbies.
Well, the shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show, SHOT Show, what that is that's all the vendors, all the companies that make up the gun industry, the shooting industry, the outdoor industry. I mean, they've got tents and sleeping bags, Remington, all the gun makers, the little guys making holsters, Galco, guys who make magazines, guys who make ammunition, guys who make the targets. All of these guys come out to this trade show and show their wares. And the people who are invited to come are the people in the industry. A, the media. B, all the dealers, all the little guys that come and they place their orders and decide what products they want to buy. They listen to the sales reps, do the pitches for these new products. And really, for a lot of the companies in the whole industry, they do the gross majority of their business at SHOT Show. And that's why as kind of a novice press guy, you know, when I go into a booth, I try not to get into anybody's way because this is very important business that they're doing. And if somebody has some time to talk to me, then I'll go ahead and talk. But, you know, I kind of want to stay out of their way as much as possible because it's so important for the industry because this is where it all happens. There's other trade shows, the NRA show and the NBS trade show and things like that where other sales deals are made as well, but the most important one, the big king of it all, is the SHOT Show. So the venue is a big venue. That's a big place. And we're taking both levels of the Sands Convention Center, and it was just, you know, stuffed to the rafters, and it gets bigger every year. And the problem that we're having is that we had this year was the layout, and just, you know, where everybody was. It was complicated. I literally had to use the compass on my watch to find, you know, where the heck did I come from? Where am I going? So I needed a little navigation beacon. It was difficult to navigate. It was crowded. It was noisy. And at the same time, it was absolutely wonderful. I had so much fun there, even though there was some frustrations and certain things. And 1,000 members of the press, did he say? That is a lot.
It was over 1,000. And they put an NSSF report out. Actually, during the show, I got the email, I believe, on Thursday and talked a little bit about the state of the industry. But I think it's important that you, the listener, understand that everything that goes on at that show in Vegas this year represents what you're going to see on your shelves. It was your dealers making their purchases and, you know, really literally setting the trends in the industry of what's going to be very popular. Rob, there's a number of weapons. I read a couple emails earlier, and I'll hit George with a couple of those in just a couple minutes. But what did you think? What was the coolest thing you brought back from the show? Because you manned that SWAT booth a lot and moved back and forth between that and the Outdoor Channel. What did you take away the most?
I you know, my focus is usually not on the mechanical piece of the puzzle. It's on the training piece of the puzzle, the way people use it, the gap that it fills. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit while we were at the show, and George and I got to talk about it a little bit at the SWAT Mag booth. I'm really interested in seeing where this massive onslaught of small 380s, these little pocket pistols designed as primary defensive pistols, following on the coattails of Ruger's incredible success with the LCP. And I'm just kind of curious about where that's going to take us.
You know, let's go ahead and segue into that. I love that word. Let's do that. A really good time to bring it up. We could actually talk about that for the remainder of the program. And I know that so many listeners to us right now have made that purchase of the 380 regardless of make and model. And I had mentioned, I think, to you out there and to George, that my concern was, George, I'll throw this over to you. Is the gun industry making a mistake? Because the 380 was everywhere. Are they making a mistake in pushing what many consider to be the minimum caliber? What do you think?
Well, the 380M, what the 380 is, for those who don't understand it, it's called the 9mm KERS, or 9mm short. Basically, it's just a short, weak 9mm cartridge. It's not a lot of power, not a lot of punch. It is what I consider to be the minimum acceptable caliber. Seeing so many of them, I mean, everybody had them. Taurus had them. Smith & Wesson had a new one. And because of the success of the Ruger LCP, which was a direct little copy pistol of the Kel-Tec P380, which was kind of a lukewarm success, but for some reason when Ruger did it, all of a sudden it really took off. And even though it's almost a line-for-line copy, and everybody now has jumped on the bandwagon, Taurus has the TCP380. Smith & Wesson has a new little 380 that I'm going to be reviewing for Concealed Carry Magazine this year. And everybody and their dog has a 380 now.
George, that's a good place to leave that, because when we come back, I want to ask Rob what that means from a training standpoint, because I have a gut feeling he's going to have to be changing some of the things that he does in classes as some of the other trainers will be across the country. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
You are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AARMark. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much. I have a little public service or customer service announcement I'd like to make. The armedamericanradio.org website. If you are a frequent visitor, and there are many thousands of you who are, you will note that we had some difficulties with the download function of the podcast version of this broadcast that we put up for you if you are in a city that doesn't get the program live. We had some issues on an upgrade. They are being worked on and addressed, and they will be fixed. It is not necessary to send emails. We know, and in fact, their team is actually working on it right now. Those folks were very busy over the past week, as you can well imagine. So we will get it fixed. It was the upgrade, caused some really funky problems out there and tech stuff I can't explain to you, but it's being worked on. We are fixing it, and we'll have that backup running for you solid. So feel free to participate in the show tonight. Thanks for joining us. I want to bring Rob in right away. And Rob, that 380 we were talking about before we went into that break, that's going to pose a whole lot of issues for folks like you, isn't it?
Well, you know, it might. I in one way, I hope it does. And in another way, I hope it doesn't. And let me elaborate on that, take up a couple air minutes here. You know, the thing is, if you go way back, you had the choices. You had very few choices. You had the Colt Mustang. You had the Walther PPK, of course, the C-Cam 32, the legendary C-Cam 32 that was, you know, always just out of price reach and always back-ordered and things like that back in the day. Maybe the AMT backup, which some people loved and many people hated. You know, my dad carried an AMT backup 380 as an undercover narcotics detective. And that was where that gun was sort of relegated to, those little compact. I had my first carry gun was a Bertha 383 DA. First carry gun I bought with my own money, first gun that I carried regularly, and it was a 380. There was a time going way back when the 380s and the 32s were looked at in a way that I would call seriously for personal defense as a primary personal defense firearm. fast forward to, you know, the last several years when a lot more people have been asking me, whether it be through the Combat Focus program or through the TV shows or writing at SWAT Magazine, hey, what do you think about 380s? And my answer really matured to be, when you have options out there, let's take something like the Glock 26. When you have options out there that are one-to-one, say, replicas of full-size firearms that you can carry the 9mm round or even larger rounds in this small, slim package, why would you compromise that? Because all handguns are a compromise. Why would you compromise the round you're going to carry for something that's just a little bit easier to carry? Now, the 380 Ruger LCP, for whatever reason, the stars aligned properly on that gun. It became incredibly popular, and nobody could buy 380 ammunition in the spring. You combine those two things, and I really think that there was a mental process that happened in the industry where the manufacturer said, gee, we got to make these guns, and a lot of gun owners says, gee, I've got to own one of these guns. It affected the market so much that I even came out with a subcompact, an ultra-compact firearms, defensive firearms DVD for my personal firearms defense series late last year. And it's not addressing the Glock 26s of the world, which essentially are just small versions of the same guns that we always teach people how to use. It was specifically addressing things like the PPK, things like the SIG P230, things like the Beretta tip, the old Beretta tip-up barrels in 25 and 32. So I guess the wave started, and I saw it, you know, coming to a certain extent, or was picked up within it on the training side. Now fast forward to this point where we've got SIG, Carr, Smith & Wesson. I hear Colt maybe bringing the Mustang back. I don't know if anybody can confirm that yet or not. Plus the Ruger. All these guns are out now. Everybody's buying them. Everybody's selling them. I'm curious to see whether or not I see more people show up to combat-focused shooting classes and whether or not my staff instructors see more people showing up with those guns as primary carry guns for the purposes of training. Because if they don't, something's wrong. If a lot of guns are being bought and a lot of holsters are being sold and a lot of people are carrying those guns and we don't see them show up for training, there's a disconnect. And I think it may be that people realize maybe not the best choice, but, man, it's so easy and so convenient.
Don't you think that you would have already started seeing that trend, though, at this point? Because that trend really took off just prior to the election, and that's when the 380 got very, very popular. Still very difficult to buy those rounds. That's why I asked that question. From what we saw, and George, from what you and I discussed, is the gun industry making a mistake here? Are they pushing people through effective marketing to carry that gun? Because, Rob, I'm actually surprised that you haven't yet seen that trend.
I haven't. I think whatever trend has been going on with the acceptance and popularity of 380 has certainly not crested yet. These guys, Taurus, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Carr, they aren't. They very rarely do the kind of marketing research mistakes that would allow them to all happen to launch guns in that genre if that wave had already started to retreat. I think that wave is still growing and it's going to hit, and it's like a 380 tsunami. We'll see what happens. But I know if people are carrying them, I certainly expect to get a lot more of those calls and emails asking if it's okay to train with them. And in that case, the answer is 100% yes. And what will change about the combat focus shooting program? Nothing. What will change about the people taking it? Their hands will be more sore, and they'll maybe start to think two or three times about that low-capacity, low-power cartridge they're carrying.
Yeah, that's a great point, and we'll definitely follow that with you, no question. George, I had a couple emails. And before we end this hour, let's go into two of those, okay?
The Slim 9 Taurus.
Talk about that one first.
Okay, what that is basically kind of a subcompact, kind of like the Model 26 Glock or the Smith & Wesson M&P compact, small double-stacked, little tiny 9mm. It's okay. I've got reservations on buying a Taurus as a defensive weapon in some of their polymer-framed automatics, and this is one of them. I know the 800 series, the 845, the 840, these guns are actually quite decent for the money. But this little guy, you know, I just remember the Millennium Pro series with the shearing pins and the cracking frames. I'd give that one a little bit more time before I invest in it, and I certainly would shoot a lot of rounds through it before I would carry it. However, the other email question The SP was it the SP-01 Tactical CZ. The P-01, a fantastic pistol, and everything I liked about that one is just I get more of it in the SP-01 Tactical. It's a full-length barrel, full-size grip, high-capacity, tritium night sights. It is a great weapon. I like the full-length rails, and I like the solid metal heft that the gun has, which mitigates your felt recoil. It increases your recovery time, so your follow-up shots are quicker. The trigger pull's a little heavy. The triggers need a little bit of work on those, or just shoot them a lot and break them in naturally. And it's a fine weapon. It's one of my favorites.
They, like the Taurus, are very popular guns that don't get talked about that often.
That's right. And even if you're going to buy one, they're generally lower cost. They do have a lifetime warranty, so they're a safe bet. They might have to phone home a couple of times to get some of the kinks worked out. But in the end, you'll have a decent weapon that you can rely on. It's just that they're new models, and you know they need to get a little, they need to wear in a little bit more than say like an off-the-shelf Glock, if you know what I mean.
I definitely know what you mean. And while we're talking about the off-the-shelf Glock, let's talk about the Gen 4 that everybody got their hands on. That was, of course, you know, one of the biggest things out there in Vegas was the Gen 4, and that, folks, is coming to a gun shop near you if it isn't there yet. Thoughts, George?
You know, I was really looking forward to seeing this. I had avoided looking at it before. I had avoided reading any reviews about it because there had been examples sneaking out before the SHOT Show. And I had said that if I like it, you know, if it changes the grip angle for me so it's more suitable for my physiology, then I would buy one. Looking at it, it is just another Glock. There's really nothing different. You can take the 40 cal grip frame size, and you can make it feel like a 45 caliber grip size. I think this is a little bit too little, too late to recoup the lost territory that Glock has experienced coming from the likes of the XD and the Smith & Wesson M&P series.
Very well spoken. Rob, what are your thoughts on it? I know you handled it too.
Yeah, I think that what it does, the most important part of that Generation 4 upgrade for me is that it takes those people who are forced to use a Glock because they're issued one, because they were given one, because that's the gun that they have to carry in the future. If they're given a Generation 4 one, they'll have more flexibility on making sure the grip fits them as best as possible.
Yeah, I like the gun. I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with the texture of the grip, George. I know that sounds crazy, but it's those little things. It feels a little rough around the edges to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's not something that, you know, Glock is a healthy gun anyway. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we'll discuss a whole bunch of this here coming up in hour number two of Armed American Radio. We will be back right after these messages with Mr. Aaron Dorr of the Iowa Gun Owners. He's going to tell us about some fighting battles that they're involved in out there. Stick around. Don't change the dial. Turn it up. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.